Well, it's the 18th of August, a fantastically, wonderfully weather-based day here, and we're at the Horsemen and Heroes Day at the Newmarket course. We, of course, being Alex Lefchuk and...
Nicola Clancy.
So here are, Nicola. We're here. Why?
To see Malcolm Tomlinson race a charity race today, so it should be great.
Exactly. That's, of course, the Malcolm Tomlinson, a racehorsing commentator and regular midweek drive person and Southsider, etc., who, together with the rest of the Tomlinson family, will be here, together with Nathaniel Parker and a whole heap of other goodies, to actually run in the first ever charity race here at Newmarket. It's the Blue Square Charity Cavalry Charge. Sarah Oliver from the UK Amateur Jockeys Association has actually put together a band which includes a Member of Parliament, Nathaniel Parker, as mentioned, a whole heap of other scenarios, etc., all of whom will be riding out, having raised a minimum of £5,000 each in aid of this fantastic charity for soldiers and stable lads at Horsemen and Heroes Day. So we're also going to be joined by Graham Harper, hopefully our race director, and Bernadette Harper should be with us as well. And we're just about to head off now to check out some of the press facilities, etc., having obviously done the rightful thing of sorting out our sun cream scenario, isn't that right?
Yeah, certainly. I'm lathering up now. Well, not lathering, slathering it on, sorry.
Okay, well, great news. We've been joined by two of our dynamic reporters, the wonderful team that we refer to as the Harper's Extraordinaire. Harper's Bizarre? No, perhaps not. Graham and Bernadette. Graham, good to see you as ever.
Thank you very much. It's really good to be here. This is excitement. This is a treat.
And Bernadette, for once, actually, Graham isn't actually riding the horse. He's not actually in charge of the train here. He's just going to be sort of walking the course walk with me shortly.
Very good. I think it will be a very good exercise for him.
very true. Graham, you were in Cardiff last night, presumably doing casualty, then back to London today, and then obviously here at Newmarket. What's the schedule looking like?
Desperate. I shouldn't really be here. It's wonderful. The schedule's looking good because we've got time to look at the brochure, which has got all the horse races.
Race card, I think.
Race card. You can tell I go a lot. We will select some horses and we'll enjoy an afternoon. But the brilliant thing, which I didn't realise, is that Malcolm Tomlinson's actually going to be...
The reason we're here, after all, Graham.
No. I knew he was going to be here. I didn't realise he was going to be racing, which I find...
This is a fair point, because obviously when we spoke, we originally said what we were going to do is Graham, you're going to join Malcolm and myself in the racehorse commentator's box.
That means he's commentating, which is what I know him to do. But,
exactly. But of course, in this particular instance, asking him to commentate whilst he's riding the horse as well, perhaps it's a little bit much, even for Malcolm.
I think it's possible.
See, that's why directors, you know, pale by comparison by your good self, because you always say, it's always possible, just go for it, a little bit more, a bit more.
Find the way. We will find the way. So what we'll do is I'll run with you alongside him and direct it. That'll be interesting. I bet we win.
It's a whole new thought. Now, if we look at some of the other sort of riders for that particular horse, I should say, which is the last one, I think it's on page 66 of the race card. I'm not sure whether you've followed the Inspector Linley mysteries that are around in any way, shape or form, but I think we do actually have an actor there who's also taken part in a number of the areas and zones within that whole field as well. So just talk through some of the actual runners and riders then. There, we've got an MP, we've got various other fine folk as well.
Perhaps you should be mentioning them, because I've got to work out who they all are.
Well, Malcolm's just started doing the course walk. I think quite sensibly he said that for today we won't do the course walk because we'll probably die of heat exhaustion, but he's left us with a fantastic individual. His name is...
Richard Negus from Racing Welfare.
Richard, this is one of the reasons we're here, of course, to obviously support Malcolm in this fantastic charity day, etc. Just talk us through the work that you do with Racing Welfare.
Okay, Racing Welfare is the Jockey Club's charity. Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
It's always online from that sort of point of view. We'll keep that sorted through. I'll just get a little flavour whilst we're talking about this. Nicola, we're sort of in the inner sanctum now. We've seen it from the observational side of things. Your thoughts so far?
Yeah, it's lovely. Absolutely beautiful.
And back to Richard again now, having sorted the whole thing through. A lovely little crack in the mobile phone there. It was very impressive.
Dog ran after it, unfortunately, yeah.
So, Racing Welfare.
Okay, we're the Jockey Club's charity. We look after stable staff, stud staff, anyone who works or has worked in racing in times of need. And that need can be anything from the severe injuries and sometimes, sadly, deaths that happen out on the gallops through to all the range of things that happen to human beings when they're in need.
We certainly have supported in the past the Injured Jockeys Club and the fantastic work they've been doing. But it's something people often forget, actually. It's a fantastic sport. It's a really brilliant atmosphere. But we've got to have some support structures in there.
Indeed. I mean, look, there are 518 jockeys in this country and there are 17,000 stable and stud staff to make it really happen. You know, I think some racegoers seem to think that by magic a man in a Trilby hat says go run faster and puts a small man with some racing colours on board and hey presto, that's the sport of racing. They would be do well. I would persuade any racegoer to actually go and have a visit to a racing stable and see all the work and hard effort that makes the team that makes racing possible.
Very much so. Of course, these days it's Eleanor Tomlinson will be starting off the charity race. Graham, last night directing Casualty, your thoughts or questions today?
I'm absolutely thrilled to be here and what a glorious day. And it's a real pleasure, Richard, to be here. It's fantastic. Really good.
Any thoughts for sort of setting an episode of Casualty on Newmarket Racecourse, getting the team over?
I might suggest that they do something which gets us out to a racecourse and watches jockeys being injured. I don't think that's a really great idea.
I'd always try and avoid the any rider on a boiled horse being injured. I mean, fortunately, it's one of those things that is an occupational hazard. And you know, you may meet today. I'll introduce you to one of our beneficiaries, Barney Bamford, who's paralysed from the solar plexus down, but recently wheelchaired 113 miles in a mere 5 days and red car race course to Doncaster. So he's still got the racing spirit. If unfortunately the game's taken his legs away.
Fantastic and inspirational to Richard. It's been fantastic just sharing a few moments with your good self. We're off to the hospitality area now. Finally, quick plug for yourself, the web address. How can people get in touch with Racing Welfare if they're listening to this and they're thinking, yes, we want to support it. Where do we go?
Okay, if you go on www.racingwelfare.co.uk, you can find out all about what we do or otherwise follow us on Twitter or Facebook. I'm behind the Twitter and that's much more funny, to be perfectly honest.
I never thought I'd actually be doing this sort of over-the-garden-fence interview with the doyen of musical theatre that is, of course, Judith Hibbert. But here we are, Judith. Obviously, great to see you as ever.
Yeah, well, it's super to be here. We've been raising funds for the two worthy charities, Racing Welfare and the Household Cavalrymen. And it's the Cavalry Charity Race, the Cavalry Charge, Blue Square Charity.
Yes, well, we'll do our research and get the thing sorted. It's going to be a splendid day. Of course, people are neglecting the fact that probably the most important person in terms of getting the race fired off is the person who starts it. And I do believe that not only is Malcolm riding in it, but there's somebody who's actually responsible for starting the horse out. Now, I'm wondering...
Yes, that would be my daughter, the famous Eleanor Tomlinson.
Fantastic. Now, I mean, will Eleanor be actually sort of dropping a handkerchief? Will it be firing a gun? I mean, I just want to have a little wander over here, etc. I don't know, what's the official line? How are you going to be starting the race?
She's not starting the race.
Deny everything. Always good.
I think I'm presenting some prizes at the end and speaking to a few presenters. I don't know.
Well, Eleanor, it's good to see you as ever.
Thanks.
And obviously you'll be doing a whole heap of other things. We're still waiting for you to come back down to the Siren Studios.
Yes, I will. I'll be making a trip soon, I promise.
100%, because when last you were there, Nicholas, several other sort of folk, they were devastated that your mum took you up to Lincoln Cathedral as opposed to visiting the Siren Studio. Outrageous.
Well, I'd never been before, so I was...
And the vintage shop.
And the vintage shop.
And the vintage amazing. Shop.
Lincoln's fabulous.
What's it called, that vintage shop?
We'll actually get the sponsorship sorted out later, actually. I'm sure we'll work that out. Obviously, we also have another star here because that is the fabulous Ross Tomlinson. Ross, now A-level graduate extraordinaire and bleary-eyed from Edinburgh Festival. How are you, Ross?
I'm very well, thank you, Alex. I'm very excited.
The question that's been on my mind for the last 15 years, really, since I think we first connected with your good self. No, actually, maybe 10 or 12 years. Do you still do the Irish dancing?
No, not at all. Unfortunately, I had to stop, partly because... Well, due to embarrassment, and also...
I think the Irish dancing... I mean, Nicola, I know you were keen to actually just meet Ross because of the Irish dancing.
Yeah, definitely. Do you want to show us some moves, or...?
No, thank you. I could teach you a little bit of a jig, and then you can have a go yourself.
But, I think that's all great, etc. Great, we're going to have a word with Andrew and Richard as well in a few moments. Fine folk. I feel as though we should be doing a murder mystery at least here, chat. So we've got the tables, we can do some table hopping. In fact, I'm probably doing that now. Graham, questions for anybody?
Oh, God, no, I can't. You have to plan.
He's gone completely. All right. Where's your dad going to finish today, Ross?
Oh, first, obviously.
Eleanor?
Last.
So somewhere in between. Yeah, Judith?
Well, apparently he's riding a lovely little filly, and she's called Pursuit of Passion. That's a lovely name. And Malcolm says that she's got a beautiful nature, and she loves to be admired. So we've got to go, oh, isn't she lovely? And then perhaps she'll run well.
Splendid. Well, that's fishy for compliments by another name, but still.
Yeah.
Well, he has actually returned at present, so great news. Malcolm has actually done the coursework. He's currently in deep conversation with Richard, who we spoke to earlier. We'll get a flavour, really, in terms of how the course is looking. My official line will be good to firm. But we'll find that out in a few moments. Once again, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting on location at the Horsemen and Heroes Day here at Newmarket Racecourse. And, of course, we're here supporting Malcolm Tomlinson as he sort of continues to do a whole range of wonderful things as well, just as we actually go to heading to actually get some lunch.
I'll see you later. I've got the diary.
We just told Derek for a moment there. Derek, this is a rare occasion because yourself, Eleanor and Malcolm, you also share the front cover of the 2007 Southside Broadcasting brochure.
You're joking.
Absolutely.
Honestly. Yeah. Well, I was 23 at the time, so Malcolm was...
Exactly. I was an awful lot younger, and you weren't born, Eleanor.
No.
She was there. She was there with myself and Jacqueline at Redcar, and here we are at Newmarket. Sensational time. And Derek, it's fantastic to see you looking well.
Well, I tell you what, a lot of people have come to say that. I've lost 2 stone. He's lost 1.5 stone to ride in the race. I've lost 1.5 stone at Addenbrooke.
You're making me feel guilty now.
No, I tell you. No, it's great to be here. And it's amazing, all the stars. I tell you what is very nice. You see those guys in the red coats, the Chelsea pensioners. It's 30 degrees. We've virtually stripped off. But they're keeping their red coats on. That is what it's about. That is something special, isn't it? You know.
Malcolm, you've just walked the course. What's the feeling?
It's quite open out there. I'm hoping I don't end up in Cambridge on the way down to the start. The ground's very quick, but it's terribly exciting. Everybody's really up for it. It's going to be a fantastic occasion, so looking forward to it.
We'll take a group shot of yourself, Eleanor and Derek at present, and I'll just sort of find out. Well, I think Eleanor's actually quietly confident, Malcolm.
She might be quietly confident, but I'm not sure that I am, but we'll do our best.
And then we come to the big race of the day, and I'm not going to say who is going to win, but I do know. But what I'd like to do are all the riders here at the moment, because I'd like them all to stand up, and I'd love to hear Nat is already standing up. Here is Nat Parker. He's lost 14 stone to ride in this race.
14 stone.
Here he is, the good-looking one. Nat, just you saw Frankel this morning. How is he?
In good order. That's what I was told to say. That's exactly what he looked like, in good order. He was in fantastic shape. I didn't notice him touch the ground as he went. But he was going very quietly. He wasn't doing anything hard or fast. He's got a race next week.
Have you got a horse like that today?
Yes. Yeah. Well, in fact, I said to him, maybe if he needs an exercise ride at 5:35, just a few other horses around me, just for a mile, just for a mile,
just do it night, and nobody would notice.
I'd be back by 6.
Yeah, listen, that would be great. Could all the riders stand up? Could they all stand up and give them a big round of applause, everybody? They're the riders. Come on, oldest man in the room. Where are they? Good luck. There's an MP over there. It's the MP.
I know. I love it.
Well, guys, have a lovely, lovely afternoon. I'm going to rush and do the commentary. So have a super afternoon, and remember, all the drinks today are free. Oh, no, they're not. See you later. Enjoy and have fun. Enjoy lunch.
So there we are, Nicola, the official roundup, the recommendations, your thoughts so far?
It's absolutely amazing. It's just getting better and better as the day goes on.
So we just had a glorious lunch and indeed a wonderful auction. And Richard Avery, how do you feel the day's going?
Absolutely splendidly. As you say, the food's good, the company's good. The weather is absolutely magnificent. I think it's about 30 degrees. Wonderful.
And I think we're in exactly the right spot here to obviously cheer the winners home now. Obviously, Malcolm's approaching the time where he'll be leaving us to actually head off and do all the exciting things. Is there a part of you which says, I think I'll do it next year?
No, there's absolutely no part of me saying that at all, especially when I look at him. He's lost so much weight, it's absolutely extraordinary. He's always been a bit of a racing snake, but now he looks positively wasted, I think, in the worst possible way, wasted. He's dying, apparently he's dying as soon as the race is over. He's threatened to eat about 6 steamed puddings and treacle.
I'm definitely getting a sense here of Seabiscuit and the magical sort of Toby Maguire and various other things. Malcolm, the time is approaching. Are you feeling just a slight tingle of anticipation?
Well, the butterflies are just starting to build a little bit, Alex, as you might expect. But I've had a decent lunch, so I'm hoping it sort of stays where it should later on.
This was something that initially concerned me, because I wasn't sure when the race was going to be. In fact, it's the last race of the day. But initially, I thought, after lunch, surely you're not going to actually get on horseback immediately after having eaten?
No, that wouldn't be a terribly good idea, really, would it? Especially in this heat. It's really baking hot out there. So, no, it'll be good. I think by the time 5:35 comes around, it'll be a little bit cooler. Lunch will have settled, and we'll be raring to go.
I mean, I know we're speaking on behalf of Graham and Nicola and Bernadette. There's a really nice, good, positive atmosphere here. We're just getting a silent auction information coming through now, which is all great stuff here. You've got to compliment the professionalism of the fundraisers.
Yeah, well, it's magnificent, actually, Alex. And it's all in such good causes as well, you know, as you've heard explained throughout the course of the afternoon. So, yeah, the more money we can help raise for these people, the better it is.
Well, all great stuff. And Richard, what sort of things are you occupying your time with these days?
Well, it's now, the cat is now out of the bag, and it's been publicly announced that there is to be a new professional theatre in Beverley.
Excellent.
And I'm part of I was the steering group, and now I'm on board. I can't give you any time frame, but as soon as we can, we're going to be getting people in there and the audience sat down and giving some real professional theatre in Beverley.
See, finally, the Hull Track people have got competition, which is great stuff.
Absolutely. I'm not sure they're too happy about it. But, having said that, my company's done a couple of things at Hull Track, and we had a great time there. Very, very good.
And have we sorted out a web address for it as yet? Are there things online that people can access these things on?
It wouldn't be safe at the moment because the web addresses are in flux.
Fair enough. But I think actually the second race is just coming in. I really should have asked you, Malcolm, to comment on this, but let's just see who we actually got for that one.
I have no idea what it was called, Alex. I just said brown and black colours flashed past the post in front, but I've not even looked at the other racing. So
I'm just delighted I had an each-way bet on Zanetta, which enabled me to actually sort of put in a bid for the actual other sort of area. So it's a win-win, really. Great
exactly.
stuff.
Everybody wins. Marvellous.
Well, Nicola, here we are. The moment has arrived. We can actually speak directly to Ellen Tomlinson. Exciting, isn't it?
Yes, very exciting.
So what's your first question?
Well, are you having a great day? I'm having an amazing day. We've just had a bet for the third race. So that's very exciting. But yeah, no, I love it. It's really nice. I'm very nervous for Dad later. So it'll be great fun, though. It'll be a real laugh. He's worked so hard. I really hope he wins. So. Oh, me too. What was I going to say?
I think Jack the Giant Killer might spring to mind.
Yeah, so are you excited about the release and the launch? And I can't wait for next year. It's going to be hopefully a very, very exciting year. I'm really hoping that it'll push my career to a new stratosphere, and hopefully we'll kind of, you know, make more of a name for myself and be able to go on and do really incredible projects from it. That's what I'm hoping. The film, what I've seen of it, looks really terrific. I'm so excited about it.
It's fair to say it was really only held back because of Kirsten Stewart and Snow White and the Huntsman and various other things, really.
Apparently they had a few problems finishing the special effects on it, and they wanted to spend time with it because it's been such an incredible movie to work on. There's been so much effort put into it. It's crazy to rush it and bring it out when it's not completely finished. So I'm really pleased that they took the time with it because they put that to work, and it looks fantastic because of it. So
total perfection. Now, much like yourself, as I said, a few years ago when you made the front cover of a Sunday Times, in fact, it was Times on Saturday, someone saying the new Keira Knightley, they said, ridiculous, she's the first Eleanor Tomlinson. Overall, generally satisfied? Highlights so far of the career since we spoke at Red Car Racecourse a few years ago?
It's just been the most incredible ride. It's been so exciting. I mean, you never know what tomorrow is going to bring, and I've just been incredibly lucky with the jobs that I've done, and I am really excited every time my agent calls me because I never know, you know, what's in the pipeline. So it's great. I mean, a highlight would have to be Jack. It's the biggest thing I've done, and I'm just so excited for next year.
So we've got Ewan McGregor in there, obviously. We've got Bill Nighy. Any other folk you'd like to sort of give a thumbs up to?
Yeah, we've got Nicholas Holt playing the lead, and Ian McShane plays my dad. And we've got Eddie Marsan, who I worked with on The Illusionist all those years ago. We've got a real terrific cast. So I can't wait to see what they've done with everyone. There's so much CGI in there. I mean, you never know what you're going to look like, so it's great.
So 2013, we can put to one side Iron Man 3, we can actually sort of think about Star Trek 12, but obviously Jack the Giant Killer, the go-to fantasy movie.
I hope so, yeah.
I like the way she also used the line there, Nicola, it's been a fabulous ride here at Newmarket Racecourse. See the way it's subtly put in there, just, you know, one for the fans there, obviously.
Very subtle indeed. I just wanted to ask, what would be your role in the film? What
who are you? Like, are you allowed to say? Or
yeah, in Jack the Giant Kid, I play the leading lady and the princess, who she's not really your normal damsel in distress. She very much likes that she can stand up for herself. She doesn't need to be rescued by some guy in a knight.
So like, much like your mother, then, basically.
Of course, so much like Jude the Legend. But yeah, it's great because she's different from your normal fairy tale princess. She's got something that's really kind of kick-ass about her, and it was great to play her.
So it's like a modern woman in a kind of fantasy film.
Yeah, I mean, basically she's forced into this life of she doesn't particularly want to be a princess. She wants to be a normal girl who gets to go out and live a normal life and experience things, whereas she's constantly protected in this palace and she feels very trapped. So it's about her kind of trying to prove to her father that she is capable of standing up for herself and being by herself. She doesn't need to be followed around by guards all the time. So it's about her breaking free, really, and an adventure that they all go on.
And I'd just like to know, who would you really love to work with in the future?
Wow.
Be Ross, wouldn't it? Ross Tomlinson?
Ross Tomlinson, that would be pretty amazing. Kate Winslet or Tilda Swinton would be up there for me. I think they're both amazing actresses. They're my idols. I think they are really incredible.
I'm not sure what Ross's impersonations of Tilda Swinton are like, actually, these days. But, Ross, any questions you'd like to put live to your sister at this particular moment in time?
Let me just have a think.
This is the get-back time, clearly.
Yes. Not just female actors. Who would you like to work with who is male?
You've got Pierce Brosnan, you've got Daniel Craig, you've got Ross Tomlinson. Where are you going to go?
Wow. Tom Hardy, yes, please. That would be pretty amazing. Let's say Tom Hardy, Joel Edgerton, someone. Yeah, I think that would be
fantastic. Well, I think we're going to actually sort of head outside for the final routine. Eleanor, for the moment, many thanks. And let's see you in the studio before too long.
Thank you. Thank you very much.